Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reminder, tomorrow is your shot to win Lions playoff tickets with us. Pair of tickets, Saturday night, Lions Commanders. It's courtesy of Bud Light. You got to be listening tomorrow. We'll tell you how to win, but it's a, come on now. These tickets are a hot commodity. We're excited to give them to somebody.
It's pretty awesome. There's no question. If you get a chance to go to this game, we talked about the cost of them yesterday. You can go for free.
Yeah. Probably a value of, I don't know exactly where the seats are, but for two of them?
Yeah. I mean, the
could be $2,000 in value.
Oh, yeah. Could be. Could be more. Could be a little bit less, but yeah.
Give or take, right around there. Yeah, anyway. It's good stuff. We have a bunch to do today. We have some ticket texters reacting to the two grand slam. Proud of the job. We've not had great contestants lately. Andrew stepped in there and held his own.
The best of the bunch to start the season.
For sure.
And we also have some stuff to get into in the 8 o'clock hour, including Naked Heather Park. You have a story to share. We'll get to that after we talk a little bit about the Lions.
I'm so looking forward to this discussion. So uncomfortable.
It really
I bet you are, John.
So uncomfortable.
Really, I don't think you should say you're looking forward to the conversation.
Well, it's the uncomfortable nature and just to hear the situation and to hear it out loud.
Story time, 8:02. We'll see how this goes. We're going to get to this Jared Goff conversation too, John. I've been saying disrespect from the national media. Why don't we play the audio for people so we understand we're all on the same page? This is from FS1's Breakfast Ball. This is Danny Parkins talking about Jared Goff and Jaden Daniels ahead of the matchup this week.
Some qualifiers in there.
Right, but even at the point, would you trade Jared Goff for Jaden Daniels? You paused.
That's a long pause. I am pausing.
It's a dramatic pause.
It's not disrespect. This year, next year, I'd take Jared Goff.
Right.
I think Jared Goff is legitimately in the MVP conversation.
Okay.
I don't think Jaden Daniels is.
So why pause?
If you are, when he talks about if you're starting an organization with a quarterback, would you rather start with a guy that is in year one, produced 12 wins, and has the skill set of Jaden Daniels versus a guy, what year is Goff in? Year 8? 9?
He's established, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so if you're looking at the long view and a guy that could be your quarterback for the next 15-plus years, I don't think Jared Goff is playing for... Does he play for another 10 years? Is the starting quarterback here for how long?
I mean, Dan Campbell said he's just getting into his prime.
Right, and I agree with that.
And for a quarterback, you can play into your late 30s. We see it with pretty regularity at this point.
Right. So, okay, another 8-9 years of really good football.
Yes.
And so if you're looking down the road, which nobody wants to look that far down the road, there's an argument to be made regarding this year, next year, the Super Bowl window for the Detroit Lions. The clear answer is Jared Goff.
Right. So I don't know what he's really getting at here. I understand propping up Jaden Daniels. I mean, what he has done in his rookie season should be highlighted, right? I mean, it's okay to give him credit, but I think we go a little far when we say he's better than Jared Goff. If you want to say, hey, I could see a world 6 years from now.
Right.
But that's not the world we're currently occupying.
That's why I mentioned it when he comes out of that audio, there's a lot of qualifiers in there. If you're starting an organization, would you rather have a quarterback in year one with the potential of Jaden Daniels or Jared Goff?
Okay, counterpoint. Even as someone who was once on this side of the aisle.
I think I surprised you a little bit with my answer.
I did. I'm like, what the hell is this guy doing here? Just say Goff's better. Why are we even fighting?
Goff is better right now.
Yeah. The very first words out of this clip are, Jaden Daniels is better than Jared Goff. And then he tries to make the case. Jared Goff, in a lot of ways, was part of a startup organization. When he got to Detroit, they had traded away a franchise quarterback. They had the worst defense in team history. The coach took over. They didn't win their first game until December. He very much started, we could say, like from ground zero.
Right. One of the worst rosters in NFL history.
And are we not pleased with how that's gone? Like, the idea here is, well, I wouldn't want to put Jared Goff on a bad roster because, what, 3 or 4 years later, you'd be chasing a Super Bowl? Like, I'm not really sure that Danny Parkins is making the point he wants to make here. If you want to just say Daniels has more tools, he's faster, he's more mobile, you like his arm strength, like, fine, make the traits argument. But I think Goff has shown, and he's shown me specifically, that there is more to football than just the traits. I think Justin Herbert's a great example of a traits quarterback. Goff is a winning quarterback, and by that I mean he's got enough arm strength, and he's a great processor. He's anticipatory. He's composed. He's all of the things you need to be to win in the postseason. And we saw Goff win multiple playoff games a year ago. I understand Detroit's got a good football team, but at some point we have to stop holding that against Jaren Goff and acknowledge, like I have, that he is a franchise quarterback.
Yes, he is. And I don't think that's the argument here. Let's go back to the Goff-Stafford trade. And we were talking at that time about new coach, new GM, worst roster in football, and the steps it was going to take. How long was it going to take to get to where the Lions wanted to get to? Now, I actually think we're a bit ahead of schedule. We're last year, for sure, in regards to making the NFC Championship game. The timeline, because of Matthew Stafford's age, didn't match up with the build that it was going to take for the Lions to get where they are.
Correct.
And so Goff fit that timeline much better. And so you're kind of talking apples and oranges here, because the Commanders, I think they're not where the Lions were, obviously, in year two of Dan Campbell, because they didn't make the playoffs. The Commanders have made the playoffs. They're somewhere in between in regards to where the Commanders franchise is going. Now, I don't know if their general manager is going to be able to draft at the same level as Detroit and Brad Holmes has. Are they going to be able to build a team around? Because every team, even though you have a franchise quarterback, and I think Washington has a franchise quarterback as well, you're going to need other weapons around them. I mean, look at Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson hasn't won a Super Bowl, and he's played with great defenses.
There's no doubt. I think the Stafford years in Detroit are a very localized example of your QB needs support. Jared Goff is also an example of your QB needs support.
Sure.
His career was resurrected in a lot of ways because of his own resilience, but because he has a great offensive line, because the run game is as good as any in football, because Amon-Ra St. Brown, as a fourth-round pick, is a two-time All-Pro receiver, right? I mean, Brad Holmes has outfitted Jared Goff with a cushy situation. I understand that. Every quarterback needs support. Every quarterback. I mean, maybe not Mahomes, but even Mahomes in the Super Bowl, when he got pressured against Tampa, there's only so much he could do when they lost that game.
Right. And part of the argument is also, you know, and when you're just talking about the rookie quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels has done more with less than Caleb Williams did with more.
Yeah. That's fair to say. Everybody was highlighting the situation that Caleb inherited.
Right.
Nobody was talking about Washington as a great destination for Jaden Daniels. That's a defensive head coach, one real wide receiver, and running backs that were kind of by committee, a shaky offensive line, and a defense that was wretched a season ago. They're still not very good, but they're a little better now with, you know, defensive head coach. We played the audio. What was your reaction to it? 248-539-9797. The idea that Jaden Daniels is better than Jared Goff. Let's get to Sean in Detroit. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning. It's going pretty good over here.
Thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to mention that I feel like the whole Daniels and golf shouldn't be a conversation at all, considering the fact that Daniels is a rookie. He'll be a good comparison to Caleb Williams and all the rookie quarterbacks, but I don't see Daniels, especially with golf's numbers and what golf has endured the past 3 years. He came to the Lions without Laporta, without Gibbs, without Knuckles and Sonic. So I don't see where, you know, Danny's argument is legitimate, because he's mentioning a bunch of points that Goff went through as well. So I also have another thing to say. Stafford left Detroit, went to the Rams, to a better team with a better offensive line and a better wide receiver corps, and he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the NFL, football, it's a team sport. So I don't see where Danny's argument is coming from.
Well, you know, clearly this year, it's a non-argument. And there's not much to support Jaden Daniels being better. And it, but when he throws in there, if you were starting an organization, who would you rather start that organization with, Jaden Daniels or Jared Goff? And that is a... It's an answer that we don't really have a question to, because we saw C.J. Stroud last year, and the argument was it was C.J. Stroud or Jared Goff, and then in year two, it's clearly still Goff.
Yeah, when you have multiple years, like last year and this year for Jared Goff, he's in the prime of his career. I'm not getting a guy in his mid-30s. This is a guy who's got a lot of football ahead of him. It's Goff today. I'm starting a franchise today. It's Goff over Jaden Daniels. Even playing Danny Parkin's game, it's Jared Goff. Now, you guys tell us. Maybe you agree with him. The other question I want to know is, like, why does this keep happening with Jared Goff? Why doesn't Goff get more respect?
Well, and so here's what Jaden Daniels is doing. He as a rookie, it's been impressive, right? Mm-hmm. It's 12 wins.
Yeah.
It's a new coach. He doesn't have there's no, we talked about continuity of system. He's a rookie by definition. There's no continuity in the system. It's a new head coach. Yeah. There's no continuity in the system. So, again, it's apples and oranges. If he is and looking into the future, if everybody wants to look into their, you know, crystal ball, Jared Goff in year three, you could say whatever reason they were there, he was the quarterback of a team that went to the Super Bowl. Does Jaden Daniels, is he able to get that done by year three?
Yeah, again, I don't know why Goff doesn't get more respect. And if you guys could help fill us in, 248-539-9797. John, the point he makes about if I'm starting a franchise today, Jared Goff has been in lousy situations numerous times in his career, and he has been a catalyst for making things better. When he got to Cal, they were a one-win team. His last year, they were 8 wins. They went to a bowl. They won that bowl game. When he got to L.A., or I guess St. Louis at the time, they were the worst team in football. They had the number one pick. Yeah, they were one of the worst teams. They went to a Super Bowl. He got to Detroit, ground zero in Detroit. 3 years are in the NFC title game this year. They're a Super Bowl favorite. Jared Goff, it's not like if you put him in a bad situation, the guy can't thrive. I mean, we've seen it repeatedly.
Right.
I think Daniels is more mobile. He's more athletic. He may be more physically gifted. Right now, Jared Goff is the better quarterback, because playing quarterback isn't just physical gifts. See Herbert, Justin.
Well, and here's the other thing about Jared Goff. And what we don't know about Jaden Daniels, this is kind of an argument in futility, because we don't know how much is Jaden Daniels going to improve. What's he going to do to improve the mental side of it? Because the one thing that I love about Jared Goff, and the one thing that I've always defended him about, is especially when he got to Detroit, he was willing to look at what he is doing and improve. He doesn't care about numbers or stats. If he did, he may be more in the conversation for the MVP, but the Lions might not be where they're at, because he has no problem throwing the ball away. He has no problem throwing the ball into the ground. He has no problem running and barely getting back to the line of scrimmage, because it's what matters most for the team on that in that moment. We don't know Jaden Daniels. Will he be able to learn more about the NFL game and be a quarterback that is heady in regards to being able to make decisions at the line of scrimmage, put your team in the best play possible? Jared Goff does that. I love the fact that we have an experienced, smart, veteran quarterback that, yeah, he's got a lot of weapons around him. Washington hasn't been able to do that around Jaden Daniels yet, because it is a new quarterback, a new coach. It's a new owner.
I think an overlooked attribute of quarterbacks is being able to stand in there on third and seven and get a first. Or how about that fourth down and five? Was that against the Vikings where he was nearly about getting sacked? And he made the pass and hit the receiver in stride, and we got the first down. People fall for hype. I would say this quick, and then we get to the calls. I don't know if anybody was ever scapegoated as bad as Jared Goff by Sean McVay. And he got painted as he was blamed, right? 100% blamed for why the Rams couldn't complete it. And it by changing quarterbacks out there, Sean McVay bought him time, bought himself time, right? I think we would agree that Stafford is slightly better. I think it's debatable.
So it's really tough. Like, Sean McVay did scapegoat Jared Goff, but he was also right to get Stafford because it led them to a Super Bowl. Like, both things can be true. Does that make sense?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, but when he came here, virtually nobody, everybody thought it was a throw-in because McVay painted him so far away from what he really was.
It was too extreme.
No, I think people thought Jared Goff was done as a starter. I remember him being ranked like 26th in quarterback rankings the first year he was here.
Do you remember this term? Bridge quarterback?
Yeah. And I think we all fell for it. I think fans would admit we fell for a false narrative or fake news, and that's what these outlets do, and then they create hype. And I'll just say this about, you know what? I know Jared Goff can stand in the pocket and complete that critical pass to on third or fourth down. You know what? Lamar had his chance last year against the Chiefs, and he didn't.
But it's about a guy that just simply wins, right? He's not the sexy pick. He's not the flashy quarterback, and his numbers are always going to be good. Sometimes they might be great. And how many times did we talk about a quarterback with a perfect passer rating this year? It was Jared Goff, but last year the hot topic at this time of the year was C.J. Stroud. This year, it's Jaden Daniels. What did C.J. Stroud do in year two?
Sophomore slump, step back.
Right.
And even before Tank Dell got hurt, Stephon Diggs got hurt.
I do think it'll be an interesting track to follow where Washington goes with Jaden Daniels, because when you look at the two franchises and you look at where the Lions were 3 years ago because of, and I mentioned, in Washington, what do they have going on right now? New ownership, new quarterback, new coach, and they're trying to build a roster. They're starting with a little bit more than Detroit did 4 years ago. But when the Lions started this over, what was it? New coach, new GM, new quarterback, new owner.
Yeah, I mean, it's why I disagree with the Parkins point of, if I'm starting a franchise today, well, I get a polished, proven veteran in Goff who has inherited really lousy situations at three different stops. And yes, those rosters were good by the end, but he was part of those good rosters. And I think that's the thing that people don't realize.
And part of the question is, and the why it's a debate, is the great unknown. We don't know what Jaden Daniels will be in 3 years.
Right. So I think you just can't make the argument he's better right now.
Right. But I think we can be confident that we know what Jared Goff will be in 3 years.
And I think there's power in that.
There's great power in that. Great confidence. NFL coaches love knowing what they have.
Before we get the phone calls, I did say I had a ranking of the remaining quarterbacks. And I don't think this is very controversial, but I'm sure people will find a flaw or fault in it.
Oh, a power surge on quarterbacks.
Yeah, but I'm going to do it in like 60 seconds. I'm not going to drag this out. Number one quarterback to me right now is Josh Allen. I have Mahomes number two. I have Lamar number three. Put Jared Goff number four. Is that okay to put Goff at number four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have Stafford at five ahead of Hurts at six. Stafford has been to and won a Super Bowl. So Hurts is at six. And then the final tier is the seven and eight spots. It's Stroud and Daniels. It's just too raw, too young. I mean, they've won a playoff game. This is not a slight to them. They're just not in the category of these other guys who have won multiple playoff games, in some cases Super Bowls, in some case, you know, championship performances. There's my top eight. Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, Goff, Stafford, Hurts, Daniels, Stroud.